almost to the day, 30 years ago, there was a Reagan-Gorbachev conference here in Geneva, where in the official meetings they got in an impasse and couldn't get on. So one day a colleague, a nuclear physicist, who was the leader of the American scientific delegation, called me and said, look, we are in a deadlock. We need an environment where we can speak freely, where we know there are no microphones. Could sir do something? So I said, well, I'll prepare to invite you to dinner. So from each of the both delegations, they came, and both had full trust in CERN because we were collaborating with both countries. So they came, had a dinner, and of course I disappeared. I left it alone during the dinner. But next day, this American colleague called me and said, look, because of that environment of CERN, we really came to a breakthrough. And that was the beginning of the disarmament discussions.
Perhaps looking ahead, given the UN's massive challenge with the Sustainable Development Agenda, how do you see the UN using that model? I mean, you said that the CERN model really is a new model that could be used in future.
Well, one example how the CERN model was already used is the creation of a new laboratory in the Middle East. And the idea came up at CERN. Of course, it was not easy to find a country, a host country, but in the end, we decided to put it up in Jordan. And the reason was, in fact, I met Jordan King Abdullah when we discussed it, and because we wanted to be sure that in order to be successful, it must be possible that all scientists from all countries in the world can come to that laboratory and work there. And His Majesty the King himself guarantees that. In fact, I asked, we had a meeting and I said, could I get that in writing? Half an hour later, I had a letter by him signed that he guaranteed this free access to the laboratory.
So the laboratory is hopefully up and running next year, you say. What exactly is it going to do?
Well, in fact, the scientific objectives are different from CERN. There are now in the world about 60 laboratories, which are so-called synchrotron radiation laboratories. It's a strange name, but they use a kind of accelerator similar to what we use at CERN, but not to produce particles, but to produce light. And these light sources can be used then for physics, material research, biology, even medical purposes. And we hope the machine will come into operation next year. However, already in the past years, we started training program, both for engineers and scientists. So there is already a positive return for these countries already now. But let me say one thing, I think. As we copied the convention of CERN, the governing body of CESAME is a council which has government representatives, not only scientific representatives, but government representatives. So in this council now, there are Israel and Palestine, that was the original idea, but now also Iran is a member state, Pakistan, Egypt, Cyprus and Turkey. So in this council, the delegates, government representatives, are sitting around the table and discussing peacefully problems. There are always problems there, but no problems between Israelis and Iranians, Palestinians to discuss it.